Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody.
All right, we'll get to the who's snapping up all the jobs these days. But I have a quick question about these Airbnbs.
Yep.
Because I've never done it. I'm nervous about ever doing it. Because people can put something online. You're like, yeah, sure. You know, I mean, at least with, you know, a Hyatt or a Holiday Inn or whatever, that's trusted. You know what you're dealing with.
You get it. You trust.
How do you even know that the house that you find on the internet is legit?
That's a valid question. I did go back and forth with the woman. They a zillion pictures up on it. Like, I was actually just on the Airbnb pool version this morning. There are actual pools at houses around town here that you can rent by the hour. So if you just wanted to go take your kids to somebody's house, that's a thing.
Really? That's what you're going to do is Swimply, take the kids over?
Swimply.com. I swear to God, it's an actual thing. And there's some gorgeous pools in town. There's also like one guy that's got, you can tell it's just one out of focus picture that he's jacking around and it's not legit. But otherwise, I think you can bad review them, like Yelp them.
Yeah, always check the reviews. If there's a ton of reviews, that's probably legit.
They want, if they're legitimately trying to participate, they're wanting it to be on the up and up. It's like eBay. You don't want to hose anybody because you're going to get, the feedback's going to come back.
Yeah,
to you.
I just want your $300 once and then you'll never hear from me.
Right. The lady kind of just helped me online, just go back and forth. And she's like, we've got this taken care of for you. You're all good.
Are
and
the my owners husband, there?
No. We never dealt with them like that. We dealt through the website. You pay. It's like you book anything else. And my husband's a weirdo and really freaked out by being in someone else's house or someone being in ours. So I say this as we actually had a great time spent with that Airbnb that we went to.
Always check, though, because there are some Airbnbs that have like a separate little living area where the homeowners will live in the main part of the house and you'll be in like
Timmy's,
the pool house.
Yeah, Timmy's. They've got it to where you can have a room places.
What are they called? Timmy's?
No, I'm saying like little Timmy's room.
Oh.
All of a sudden, since he went away and never came back, they rent that room out now.
Where did Timmy go?
I don't know.
All right.
Timmy has secrets.
A story here from CBS. Headline, teens are having their best summer since 1953 for employment. Alonzo Solis said he's noticing something new about the job applications that he's been getting for his two smoothie cafes in Texas. Most of the job applications coming in are from teenagers. Says Solis to CBS, we're probably averaging 5 to 7 applications a day at both of our locations. It seems every application that comes in is from a teen who has never had a job before. Now, wait a minute. I thought we've heard 1,000 times on this show that teenagers and the younger generation are lazy.
Yeah.
They don't want to work.
Entitled.
This guy says all the applications coming in to his little Smoothie King-like cafes are from teenagers. By the way, I would remind you, the numbers are out. There are 5.8 million Americans who are unemployed, and 9.3 million jobs available as of yesterday.
Well, and one thing that might be driving those teens out to get a job is the fact that they are not getting unemployment assistance because they likely didn't have a job for a year or more prior to the pandemic.
So Lee says he's hoping to hire a few older workers, those, by the way, in their 20s and 30s.
Oh.
That's old. To fill more manager-type roles, but he's not receiving as many applications from this age group as he did prior to the pandemic. Whenever an application comes in, says Solis, I'm hoping it's someone older with experience, but it's not happening.
He got out of his car, and he's, like, old. He's, like, I don't know. What are they named? Scott.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's funny every time.
Welcome to the best year for teen workers since 1953, the year when Dwight Eisenhower was sworn in as president and the first Corvette rolled off the Chevy floor. The 2021 surge in teens seeking jobs has provided a bright spot for employers in sectors like restaurants and retail, which have been struggling to regain workers that they furloughed in the height of the pandemic.
I can tell you, a bar and grill, the outskirts of town, good little community, he's so in need of workers and cannot find people to hire that he used one of the websites, had like basically 25 people that were lined up to do interviews, 20 didn't show. And this is a good paying job, nice place. You know, there's no excuse for people just, nope, not showing up at all.
Now we can get into, if you want, the, well, everybody's getting too many benefits right now. It's cheaper to stay at home than it is to get a job. We've done that before. I'm curious, why are teenagers seeing their lowest unemployment number in almost 70 years? When for years I've been told that younger generation, man, they just don't want to work. Well, y'all know that we did when we were teenagers back in the 80s and 90s. Uh-huh. I flipped burgers at Sonic. I did my time at Little Caesars on 4th Street in Leavenworth. And we all thought we were working hard. We're not going to get a job. We got to pay for that car because mom and dad aren't going to buy that car.
You don't get new clothes. They don't just magically show up.
Mm-mm. Buckle don't shop itself.
Mm-mm. And Stroud's hostess stand ain't going to run itself.
Mm-mm.
I got you.
But apparently, we were lazier based on the unemployment numbers for teenagers. We were lazier in the late 80s, early 90s than today's teenagers.
This feels encouraging.
Now explain this to me. I thought they're all spoiled and lazy and entitled.
I mean, when I was in high school and I was getting a job, people thought it was weird.
Really?
Yeah. But I worked full-time in high school, so.
Why'd you work full-time in high school?
Because I like money.
I like money, too, but I don't like it that much when I was 16.
You're a go-getter.
Well, mainly I had a old redneck truck that I wanted to put a lot of stuff on.
That's a goal.
From the text line, I think you got the wrong number. Come on, John, that's stupid.
I do want to know more.
From 9247, it's the boomers who are lazy and close-minded about a living wage. Okay. 5767798.
Why do your kids have jobs, correct? Am I wrong in
both
that?
Both of my children have jobs.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I wonder if you have a kid, what is their motivation? Why do they have a job?
I never even had to tell them to go get one.
Which, that's fantastic for them. I mean, just to have their own money, to know that they've got their own, you know, to fall back on. Of course, you're going to help them. But I always wonder, you know, with other kids or other people's children, did you have to push them? Did they want to be, you know, out and just doing something? They wanted to have that extra money. Why did they want it?
I remember when I was a teenager, my dad was on a very small Army base. I remember he came home, and there was a Burger King on base. Mm-hmm. And there was a small Burger King on a very small base. And I remember he came home, and he had a Burger King uniform, and he put it on the counter. And I said, what's that? And he goes, the uniform for your job tomorrow. And I go, I don't have a job. And he goes, I'll never forget the line. He goes, those guys serve me. Now you get to serve them. Got my first job at a Burger King.
That's fantastic. I love him for putting it down and bringing it home.
Now you get to serve them.
That's brilliant.
Robert in Lee Summit. Hello, Robert.
Hi. How you guys doing? I was. I'm the second time I called into you guys. The first time was about the Scrabble game where I didn't beat up my mother over it. My mother-in-law. If you guys remember that?
I do. I do.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm just going to talk to you guys about the new generation of workers.
All right.
Good talking to you guys. What do you want to know?
Well, what you called us. What do you want to tell us?
All right. I'll tell you this. You know, we had a job fair. I worked at a manufacturing plant, and
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, we go through a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you that we went through a job fair. We're looking for people desperately because of all the COVID benefits that you have as far as unemployment. And I'm telling you, across the board, we hire one out of about 20 people that are good enough, you know, that we accept to come into our plant and work, that will work hard. And it doesn't matter what generation they are. It just, across the board, it's the same. And every generation, and I'm 64 years old, every generation that I've dealt with, as far as new kids, the people of the following generation complain about how lazy they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just not isolated to this generation. It's across the board, you know, for several years. We're talking 50 years in my lifetime. So, you know, you really can't say these kids are lazy. They just don't have any experience, and they don't have any coaching on it, what it takes in order to work hard and do a good job.
All right.
So I'm leaning towards everybody's lazy, except for one out of 20. It doesn't matter what generation you come from.
All right, Robert. Lazy. Okay, buddy. 576-7798. Let's go to Chris in Lenexa. Chris, hello.
Hello. So, you know, the generational thing, you know, I'm a little few years older than you, and I had a high school job. But when I had a high school job, I only needed 20 credits to graduate from high school. I was able to take driver's ed as a credit class Monday through Friday. This was in the Shawnee Mission School District. And I was able to take a study hall because I only had to have, you know, 6 actual credits each day in order to get the 20. And these days, my understanding is kids need 26 credits. There are no study halls anymore. So all the homework gets done at home. So getting a part-time job where you're scheduled on the clock, you know, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night at a restaurant or something like that, and then having to go home and do 2 to 3 hours worth of homework. My niece and nephew, they didn't get their first jobs until summertime college, because they had a summer school reading that they had to do and all that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of it just has to do with high school. It's harder these days.
All right, Chris, just because we're running out of time, we got to get to the break. I want to thank you for the call. High school may be harder. I don't know. I'm not in it anymore. But these kids are still going out and getting jobs. And just quick, I don't know about the school where your niece and nephew go, but they do still have study hall. It's now called seminar. My daughter has seminar. Kelly's son has seminar every day.
There are also study hall blocks that you could just sign up for.
They still do it, yeah. All right, 576-7798. Nikki Pace from 98.9 The Rock filling in today for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie, I'm Scott on KMBZ.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone.
So the unemployment rate for teenagers in America is the lowest it's been since 1953. This is a generation we've all been told is lazy, doesn't really want to work, entitled. Turns out they're not. They're scooping up all these jobs that nobody else seems to want.
And haven't wages gone up with these jobs over the years?
Well, I was just a couple weeks ago, I was telling Dana and Sam, I took Kelly's son to a pitching lesson. There was a Sonic not far, and it said, accepting applications, help wanted, whatever, $15 an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, they really want you in.
Yeah, that's great. Why wouldn't you go out and get, I mean, whether it's there or anywhere else?
Now, I had a conspiracy theory that nobody seemed to want to buy into, and that's that they had extended the unemployment, the federal unemployment benefits, through September to create this problem, forcing business, knowing full well you would never get a minimum wage bill on the federal level pushed through, and quite frankly, I don't want one on the federal level, and it would force businesses to just increase what they're offering. That was my conspiracy theory, and nobody wanted to buy it.
I think there could be some truth to that, but as long as these businesses can hold out, because some states are already cutting the additional aid early, and so if these businesses can hold out to, say, July 12th, they're not going to pay $15 an hour. They're going to go back to 12
or something. No, but in the states where they're still offering them through September.
True.
Kick them up. I mean, it is now the exception to the rule when you find a business that is not hiring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were driving down the road the other day. Everywhere you go on their little marquee, now hiring, apply within. It's everywhere.
I want to know the best hidden job we don't realize is out there, because I'd like to sleep in later in the day.
Maybe. I almost applied at Suburban Lawn and Garden.
How get peaceful to ride around would that be?
Get to ride around a golf cart and look at plants all day? That'd be a sweet gig.
All day, every day.
Yeah, but customers aren't very nice.
Mm.
Truth.
What's everywhere, though?
Amy in Kansas City. Hello, Amy.
Hey there. How are you?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking. Very kind of you.
Okay, so you can't knock these teenagers because we own a business in Kansas City. We have 15 employees.
Whoa. What kind of business? Don't give us a name, but what kind of business?
It's a landscape company.
Okay.
15 employees. The oldest is my husband, who's 40. The next is 25. Everybody else is under the age of 25. So we have 15 under the age of 25. We own another branch down in Branson with 5 employees, and they are all over the age of 35. I cannot find any teenagers to work down south, but I have them knocking at our door every single day up here.
Can you find anybody here over the age of 35?
That wants to work? Absolutely, 100% no. They give us the most far-fetched excuses as to why they cannot work. It is ridiculous. And I'll tell you, one, the last excuse that we got that really just made us just want to chuck the whole business. I had a 42-year-old man who has a wife and 4 kids and told me he could not work over 30 hours a week or he would lose his city assistance. And I said, hey, what does your city assistance include? And he goes, well, they help me pay my water bill, my light bill, and I get to go to the food pantry. But if I work over 30 hours a week, I don't get any of it. And we start out all of our employees at $16 an hour.
$16 an hour?
Our manager right now is, he'll be 20 years old next month, and he is on salary at $48,000 a year as a 20-year-old. Yes.
I'd like you to leave your number with Sam. Not kidding.
They seriously will show up at 6 a.m., and they will keep going until you tell them to stop.
Wow.
They want to work because they want the nice stuff. They don't have any responsibilities. I would say out of the 15 employees that I have up here, I would say probably 5 of them live on their own. The rest of them live with their parents still.
All right. Hey, do appreciate the call, Amy. Thank you for it.
It's a good insight.
Down in Branson, she can't get anybody under 35. Here in Kansas City, she can't get anybody over 35. Weird. All right, we got to run. Going to check the news, and we'll get you another keyword here in just a moment. Don't forget Michael Mackey coming in at 4 o'clock. Nikki Pace sticking around for another hour. Thanks to that. Appreciate
it. No problem. I love it.
Always good
Thank
to
you.
See you and have you in the studio.
Right back at you.
All right, we'll check the news real quick, then we'll get you another keyword in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.